From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 26, 2014. CBS 6 Albany is reporting the grand jury decision in Ferguson, Missouri, not to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of Michael Brown has had a ripple effect around the country, including the Hudson Valley. Protesters in Hudson gathered on the steps of the Columbia County Courthouse Tuesday, November 25th, to share their frustration over what they say is a lack of justice. Approximately 100 people participated in that protest without incident. The Daily Freeman reports in Kingston a group of more than 50 people rallied outside City Hall in the afternoon Tuesday, November 25th. In Albany, 350 people stood on the steps of City Hall and marched to the Leo W. O'Brien Federal Building, according to the Times Union. There were also protests in Poughkeepsie, Ithaca, and Northampton, Massachusetts. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star the newly constituted Copaic Zoning Board of Appeals Thursday, November 20th approved the 150-unit Berkshire Mountain Club Resort Hotel proposal. The vote was 3-2. Newly appointed ZBA member Jeffrey Judd of Copaic Lake cast the deciding vote. The ZBA was the final approval the project needed. Developer Harry Freeman said work is set to begin. However, Andy Gilchrist, according to the owners of Swiss Hut, a hotel adjacent to Catamount, called the ZBA's action illegal. He called the decision an action that, quote, can only expose the town of Copaic to litigation risk and expenses which were totally unnecessary, unquote. Freeman said the first phase of the project will cost close to $30 million. That phase includes the construction of 66 residential hotel units, a lounge, restaurant facilities, a spa fitness club, a meeting space, and an indoor-outdoor pool. Freeman said the resort will quickly become the biggest taxpayer in town, estimating $500,000 in taxes will be collected during the first phase. When all three phases are completed, Freeman said the total would go up to $1 million. Read the full story in the Register-Star. Michael DeMasi in the Albany Business Review reports the New York Facility Location Board will announce up to 4 casino licenses December 17th at its final meeting of the year. There are 4 competing proposals in the Capital Region, in the towns of East Greenbush, Rensselaer, and Schenectady, and at Howe Caverns in Schoharie County. The New York Times reports one of those 4 will get a license. In anticipation of increased holiday travel, Amtrak has announced extra trains and more seats will be available countrywide, including the Northeast Corridor. Passengers in the Northeast Corridor should be aware that holiday extra trains, which operate on Sunday, November 30th, use borrowed commuter train equipment and may have fewer amenities than regular Amtrak service. Many regularly unreserved trains will require reservations during the holiday travel period, including Keystone service in Pennsylvania and Empire service in New York. The Thanksgiving holiday is the busiest travel week of the year. Last week, Amtrak carried more than 750,000 passengers during the Thanksgiving holiday travel period. Higher passenger counts are anticipated this year. Information is available at Amtrak.com. For the closings, delays, cancellations, and snow emergencies, the Cara Durham Central School District, all district offices are closed. The Columbia County Senior Meals, closed but staff report. Little Wonders Early Childhood Education Center is closing at 1 p.m. And Ulster Green ARC in Catskill is open but no transportation. The Junior League of Kingston's second annual Kingston Turkey Trot, originally scheduled for Thursday, November 27th, has been postponed to Saturday, November 29th, according to the Daily Freeman. For snow emergencies, the Village of Catskill snow emergency begins Wednesday at 8 a.m. All vehicles must park on the even side of the street beginning 8 a.m. through 8 p.m. Wednesday. Vehicles must be moved to the odd side of the streets beginning 8 p.m. Wednesday through 8 a.m. Thursday. Vehicles should continue to switch sides of the street every 12 hours until the snow emergency is canceled. On Wednesday, November 26th, there will be no parking on Green Street from Green Street to Summit Ave. For the City of Hudson, beginning tonight at 8 p.m., the snow emergency begins. No even side parking. Park on the odd side. For tomorrow, the 27th, Thanksgiving, from 12 p.m. noon, snow emergency ends. Follow the snow removal signage. On Friday, the 28th, starting at midnight, 12 a.m., snow removal begins. You should follow the snow removal signage, and it will continue into Saturday. The New York Thruway Authority has banned tandem trailers from I-87 from New York City to exit 24 and I-90 from exit 24 to exit 33, effective 7 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th. Also at 7 a.m., all commercial vehicles will be banned from Interstate 84 in both directions from Pennsylvania border to the Connecticut border. The National Weather Service predicts anywhere from 8 to 14 inches of snow beginning Wednesday morning. New York State Department of Transportation Commissioner Joan McDonald is encouraging motorists to adjust Thanksgiving travel around the expected winter weather and to check 511NY before departing to get the latest traffic and winter road conditions. For the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has declared a winter storm warning for eastern New York and western New England through 7 a.m. Thursday, November 27th. Snow accumulations of 8 to 16 inches are forecast. Maximum snow rates of 1 to 3 inches per hour are expected from late morning to early evening Wednesday. Snow may be mixed with rain at the onset. The snow will be heaviest during the afternoon into the evening. This storm will significantly impact holiday travel. Today, rain and snow becoming all snow afternoon. The snow could be heavy at times with a high near 40. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Total daytime snow accumulation of 5 to 9 inches are possible. Tonight, snow mainly before 2 a.m. The snow could be heavy at times. The low around 27. The chance of precipitation is 100%. New snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, a chance of snow showers mainly before 10 a.m., cloudy with a high near 38. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 20. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 10. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 36. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Sunrise today was at 6:59 a.m. and sunset today is at 4:26 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 26 minutes. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 26, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.